Yeah, thanks, Bill. This is Doug Lord with Lyle Huff down here in Ketchikan Region 5 basketball tournament. Knockout game for the boys. Haynes Glacier Bears against the Wrangell Wolves. Our Lady Bears just lost to Wrangell here. They came back, were down 12-13 in the second half, ended up losing by 6. Valiant effort by the Glacier Bears fighting all the way to the end. And now we'll have the Glacier Bear boys trying to knock off Wrangell in advance to try and secure that number 2 seed at state tournament. Later today, Craig, boys, and Met will play, and then the winner of this game will play the loser of that game for the second seed at the state tournament.
So the number 1 seeds are up for grabs today on the 2A side, and in reality, actually, on the 3A and 4A side, too. They have that if game, and what I mean by that is the two teams play each other, and the team that won to start with, if the other team that came back to the loser's bracket happens to beat them, then they'll have a second game on Saturday. Otherwise, they'll have a crossover game between the 3A schools and the 4A schools, but that's called an if game, and that's how they're setting up the number 1 seed. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, here are fighting for that number 2 seed spot right now. The boys out on the court on our left, they'll be wearing white uniforms. The Wrangell Wolves will be in their red uniforms. But anyway, they'll give us a chance to talk a little bit more. Next year, Petersburg is going to be coming down to the 2A division. They've dropped down to 144 students now, and so they are going to drop into the 2A division next year. The breakdown for that is from 50 to 149. So anyway, they fall into that 2A division. So now Petersburg will be coming up to Haynes to play again. I mean, they used to come all the time when both teams were in the 3A conference, but they'll be returning back now to play Haynes. And, of course, we'll be going down there. So that's going to change a little bit of the format of the tournament next year. They are working on trying to figure that one out here. The ADs are getting together trying to sort it out here.
But they're looking at the potential of having the 2A tournament separate from the 3A and 4A, and the possibility of being able to host a tournament in Haynes, Wrangell, Petersburg. Those communities that are looking at Haynes, we don't really have the capability to house 8 teams coming in from out of town, plus pep band and cheerleaders and all of that. And we got the pep band playing a little happy birthday tune for our birthday boy, Keegan Sundberg. Be his 18th birthday today, so happy birthday, Keegan. Hopefully have a great game here on your birthday.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. There's always been a little discussion about pulling out and getting away from the 2A, 3A, 4A type of format, but in some ways it's kind of, you know, it's a great atmosphere, though, to come to this 2A, 3A, 4A tournament. If you've never been to one, it's a great atmosphere, and so you would lose some of that, but Doug mentioned the fact that, well, when teams come to town here, that means we'd have to house a minimum of maybe 125 kids, at least that many. And then, of course, so you'd have to deal with that one. On top of that, you also have to be able to feed everybody and do those kind of things. But it is being discussed, and so we'll see how it all comes out and how it would be handled. But right now we're concerned more about this basketball game between the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Wrangell Wolves. Both teams, of course, not wanting to go home early. And anyway, we'll just have to see how that goes. A couple of the games with the Glacier Bears and the Wolves has been close all along here. So Glacier Bears, we're going to be able to add in another player that haven't had the opportunity to play for the varsity part of it, and that'll be the Cox boy coming in. His eligibility now is up. His 90 days are up. And so he'll be able to get out on the court. Now, next year, that goes to 180 days. So that wouldn't happen, but the change just doesn't take place till next year.
So we'll be announcing the Wrangell Wolves first here as the visiting team. Coach Wrangell Wolves, longtime coach Ray Stokes. He was coaching when I was in high school, so he's been down there for a long time, and he was more animated yesterday than I've seen him with. From back in my day, he was really working the officials and getting up, and it was fun seeing that motion come out of Ray again. So first starter, 5'9" senior, number 20, Aaron Howell. 5'9" junior, number 34, Tyler Gillen. He had 8 points yesterday. Howell had two in their game. Number 44, Mikey Otteson, 6'2" senior. He had his 1-for-2 from the free throw line for his 1 point. And the co-captain, 6 foot junior, number 22, Bryce Gerald, 4 points, 0-for-4 from the free throw line in that game against Metlakatla. And then the other co-captain, Blake Stokes, 5'9 junior, he had 8 points, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And he's one of those that he gets hot. He can drain threes on you in a hurry. So that's going to be a key for the Glacier Bears, getting up and putting pressure on him. Don't let him get those easy looks from outside. Starting for the Glacier Bears, Kyle Klinger, 6'8", senior, number 31. He had 7 points, seven boards yesterday. 5'8", senior, Josh Stearns, number 22. He had 4 points yesterday for the Glacier Bears against Craig. Number 30, 5'9", senior, birthday boy, Keegan Sundberg. He had 4 boards for the Bears yesterday. Freshman, 6'1", number 40, Dylan Swinton, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Great job at the free throw line, 5-for-5. And final starter is number 10, 5'8", senior, Jordan Badger. He had 3 points and 1 rebound in that game for the Glacier Bears. And Coach Fossman and his wife, Ann, coaching the Glacier Bears for, I think, about 9 years now.
Yeah, they've been involved in it.
But they've done a good job with the program. Starting off, we had the 10 or 12 years they worked with the junior high, too. They've done a lot for basketball in Haynes over the years, and a lot of kids had an opportunity to play some pretty good basketball.
Well, not only basketball, but they've done baseball too, and all that.
Yep.
So, yeah, they've been involved with the community for a long time with activities for everybody.
Yep, giving a lot of their time up. Appreciate all of their efforts. Got teams out there shaking hands. The Glacier Bears will be going to our left. Wrangell Wolves are going to our right. We got Otteson and Klinger in the center circle for the jump ball. The officials are ready. The timers are ready. We're ready. And ball is tipped and taken away by Gerald. Gerald down to the right-hand side. He's guarded by Sundberg. Up top to Howell. Howell on the dribble. Goes left side to Stokes. Stokes to Gillen. Gillen on the dribble, guarded by Swinton. Comes up to the top of the key. He's got Otteson at the high post. Comes right-hand side to Gerald. Now to Stokes on the right side. He's got Stearns on him. Tries to get past Stearns, and he does. Up with the left. Leaves that one a little long. And Klinger down with the rebound. Up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg spins in the lane. Up with the right hand. Off the backboard and good. Keegan Sundberg celebrates his birthday early with first 2 points for the Glacier Bears. Stokes quickly back for the Wolves. Goes left side to Gillen. Gillen looks for a cutting Gerald, and Gerald gets past Sundberg and gets a lane to the basket and scores that two on the left-hand side. Quickly back to Sundberg on the right baseline. He breaks through the double team, has the ball knocked away. His hand gets it over to Stearns. Stearns up with the shot, rims in and out. Klinger down with the rebound. His shot blocked. Sundberg with the rebound up for the shot, and he gets fouled and will be going to the line shooting two. 44, Otteson, Mikey Otteson, his first personal, first team foul. And Keegan Sundberg at the line, shooting two. Keegan's first shot is up front rim, no good. Got one more coming to him. 6:57 left in the first quarter, 2-2 ball game. Sundberg's second is up. He's got all 3 points for the Glacier Bears and a one-point lead for the Bears. Stokes up into the front court where he's picked up by Stearns. Goes right-hand side to Gerald. Gerald to Gillen. Gillen's got Swinton on him. Tries to get to the baseline. Swinton keeps him from getting there. Up top to Otteson at the high post. Reversing to Howell to Gerald. Gerald down to Otteson. Otteson has Swinton coming over with the help side, but Swinton's going to get him with the push. And that'll be Swinton's first personal foul.
Dylan has got the right idea, just needs to get there a step earlier.
Little bit earlier. Mikey Otteson at the line, shooting two for the Wolves. First personal bounces around the rim, and the first free throw bounces around the rim and drops. Second one, rims in and out, no good. And Josh Stern was into the lane early, so Audison will get another one. You rarely ever see that called. We had it called once in the girls' game against the Glacier Bears on Kaylee Swint. Now Josh Stern's getting one here. His tournament will do that to you. Get a little more antsy, nerves jacked up. Stearns gets the rebound off the missed free throws. Up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg up on the left side and up and good with the right hand for two. Nice take by Keegan Sundberg. He should have a birthday every day. He's got a quick 5 points for the Glacier Bears. Some two-point lead for them. Gerald up top goes left side to Gillen. Gillen looking for a cutting howl. Nothing there. Gets past Swint, drives into the lane. Rebound down by Klinger. Klinger over to Badger. Badger getting up across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. Two Stearns on the left wing. Back up top to Badger. Badger loses control of the ball, stolen away by Howell. Howell up with the right hand and good for two. Aaron Howell with the bucket. Sundberg gets it into Badger. Badger over to Sundberg, to Klinger. Klinger turns, looks right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton's going to try and get the baseline cut off by Stokes. Swinton gets it to Stern. Stern up top to Badger. Badger got Howell all over him. Badger steps into a 15-footer, leads down low. Stern with the rebound up and good for two. Josh Stern in there battling hard and gives the Glacier Bears another two-point lead. Stokes on the dribble, left-hand side, gets past Stearns, drives in on the left-hand side. And we're going to get a foul, and I think based on where everybody's reacting, they're going to get that one on Stokes, pushing off. And it is 33, Blake Stokes. Nice defense by Josh Stearns that time. And we got Cox coming into the game for the Glacier Bears, replacing Badger. Bears get it into Cox. He goes back to Swint to Cox. Cox quickly up on the right-hand side, backs out, now he brings it up ahead, and it's tipped. Whoa. The refs were calling that.
They got it on
ball,
the far side.
Far side saw that was tipped by one of the Wolves. So it'll be Glacier Bear basketball. Swinton on the inbounds, left-hand side of the baseline. Swinton looking, gets it into Sundberg. Sundberg drives into lane, dumps it to Klinger, but knocked away by the Wolves, and Gillen comes up with it. Gillen over to Stokes. Stokes quickly up ahead to Howell. Howell's shot is up and good. Aaron Howell's got four, and we're tied at seven. Glacier Bears get it into Cox. Cox pushes it up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. Splits the double team. Comes left-hand side to Stearns. Stearns drives into lane off of his leg, but recovered by Sundberg. Glacier Bears resetting here, getting everything under control. Sundberg goes right side to Stearns. Stearns to the high post to Klinger. Reverse to the left side to Cox for three. That's a long air ball. Glacier Bears get the rebound, trying to go into Swinton. Fight for it on the court, and the possession arrow will stay with the Glacier Bears. Pass a little low off Swinton's shins, but he got on the floor for it. Mason Dingwall in for the Wolves. You know, we're talking about the Glacier Bear girls not really getting on the floor. Dylan will get on the floor for just about anything. His pass to Klinger too high, and we're going to get a foul on Josh Stearns for the Glacier Bears. That'll be his first, second team foul. The Wolves will be inbounding in the backcourt with Gillen and Stokes. They throw it into the front court to Gerald. Gerald's going to drive past Sundberg. Sundberg recovers, cuts him off from the baseline. I was wondering if they were going to get that. Dingwall grabbed the ball in the post and just turned and ran to the basket. Looked like a good move, but you got a bit to dribble in there somewhere, and the officials called that for the travel. So Cox quickly back to the Glacier Bears. Up ahead to Stearns. Stearns lobs it into Klinger too high. Sundberg recovers on the left baseline up top to Cox. Cox right side to Stearns. Stearns eyed a three-pointer, wasn't there, so he gives it over to Sundberg. Stolen away by Gillen. Now on the floor, Dingwall has it. He hands it off to Stokes. Glacier Bears fall back defensively. And we've got Dalton Klinger checked into the game for Dylan Swinton during that last dead ball that we had. Stokes throws it up alley-oop to Bryce Gerald. He converts the pass. Two-point lead for the Wolves. Glacier Bears got caught napping on that weak side. We got a timeout by Coach Boston for the Glacier Bears.
Well, the last couple trips down the court, the Glacier Bears really haven't got into much of an offense here. couple passes and a quick shot, somebody breaking to the hoop. I realize if it's there, you got to take advantage.
Well, they keep trying to feed Klinger, which isn't a bad idea, but even with his size, they're throwing it up way too high for him. It's going through. It's right off the tip of his fingers and leading to some turnovers. So they're trying to run their offense, just their passing. They need to do a better job getting good crisp passes to the guys.
The Wolves have always been very good at anticipating the pass and filling the lane, too. So, like you say, a couple passes, and then maybe they can get it in, get them out of position a bit. But, the Wolves are really they've always been good at that.
So we have Jordan Badger back into the game for the Glacier Bears. Sundberg on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Looks like a half-court press here by the Wolves. Glacier Bears get it into Badger. He tries to go into Klinger, gets through to him. Klinger turns up with the shot, leads out a little bit long. Rebound comes down to Gerald. Gerald pushes it up into the front court, goes left-hand side to Gillen. He missed the shot. Rebound to Kyle Klinger. Klinger looking for an outlet, gets it to Badger. Badger up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg's going to drive down the lane, throws it off the glass a little hard, and rebound to Gerald. Gerald to Stokes. Glacier Bears definitely attacking the basket. Need to get some of these to drop here. They go to the high post to Dingwalls. Dingwalls turns, looks, nothing there. Back up top to Stokes. To Howell. Howell on the right-hand side, guarded by Badger. Comes all the way over to Gillen. Gillen got Dalton Klinger on him. They go to a cutting Gerald. Gerald up on the right-hand side. Oh, leaves that one way long. And the rebound will be off of the Wolves and to the Glacier Bears. Hudson Sage coming into the game for the Bears for Kyle Klinger. Hudson had those five rebounds in the fourth quarter last night against Craig. Sundberg comes up, loops it over to Badger. Badger with a three-point shot, leaves that one a little bit short. Long rebound comes out to Howell. Howell racing up the court, tries to get past Cox. Cox cuts him off on the baseline. Up top to Gerald. Gerald for a three-point shot, in and out rebound by Dalton Klinger. To Sundberg. Sundberg up ahead to Trevor Cox. Cox will fire from three. That one's off the rim. And off of the Wolves, should be Glacier Bear basketball. That was off the back of Howell. So 2:20 left in the first quarter. 9 for the Wolves, 7 for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears have the ball, get it into Sundberg. Sundberg reverses to the right-hand side to Cox. Back up top to Sundberg, left side to Badger. Badger inside to Sage. Sage dumps it over to Dalton Klinger and stripped out of his hands off the Wolves and out of bounds. Dalton Klinger on the inbounds pass, looking for a cutter, gets it out to Sundberg. Sundberg will fire from three. Front rim, rebound comes down to Gerald. Gerald pushes up, goes to Gillen on the left side. Gillen with the running shot, no good. Gerald down with the rebound. Gerald throws it up top to Howell. Howell to Gillen. Left side to Gerald to a cutting Gillen, stolen away by Sage. Sage gets it to Sundberg. Nice defense by Hudson. Sundberg on the dribble now, 2-3 zone by the Wolves. Go right-hand side to Badger. Up top to Sundberg. Left side to Cox. Up to Sage. To Badger. Playing catch around the top here. And now they go back to Badger on the right-hand side. Back up top to Sundberg. Sundberg looking for an opening. Gives it to Cox on the left side. Up top to Sundberg. Sundberg going to try and drive inside, and he's going to get fouled by the Wolves. 34. Tyler Gillen, first personal, third team foul. That Dalton Klinger on the inbounds. They were going to do it on the sideline, change their mind to going baseline now. 1:24 left in the first quarter. Klinger gets it over to Sundberg on the left side for a three-point shot. Front rim rebound by Stokes. Stokes to Howell. Howell's going to attack the right-hand side. Goes up court and rolls it over. And Howell's got 6 points on the game, a four-point lead for the Wolves. Up ahead to Badger. Badger's going to be stripped by Stokes, and they're going to get the foul on Stokes, I believe it'll be. 33. Blake didn't get back there quite in time. Boy, I thought he should have been shooting on that, but they said that was beforehand. So now we got Keegan coming out for a breather. Stearns back in for him. Inbounds for the Glacier Bears. Get it to Badger. Badger up top to Sage. Sage to Sundberg. Cox at the top. Goes into Sage. Sage turns. Has his shot blocked by Dingwall. Dingwall presses up the court. And too high and out of bounds for Howell. That was a high, hard one there for that pass, and just off a foul, fingertips and out of bounds. So the Glacier Bears will reset. Little 2-2-1
three-quarter court trap here by the Wolves. Cox goes past that, gets it over to Badger on the right side. Badger up top to Cox. Cox directing traffic here, looking for an opening, comes left side to Stearns. Stearns is going to travel as he tries to make a move to the basket. I think Josh would have been better off reversing that one. There's three defenders right in that area that he was trying to drive into. Either take it to the left, use your left hand and get down to the baseline, or reverse that around to the right side and try to enter it into the post. There's a turnover to the Wolves. The left side to Gerald. Gerald to Gillen on the cutting Stokes. Stokes up with the left hand, misses that shot. Rebound comes down to Stearns. Stearns over to Cox. Cox up ahead to Badger, but oh, nice hustle by Howell. A little flying leap to tip that one out of Jordan's hands. Great effort and recovery by him. Glacier Bears will be inbounding on the baseline with 22.3 seconds left. They get it into Badger, and it'll be off of Sage and out of bounds to the Wolves. Kyle Klinger into the game for Hudson Sage for these last 19 seconds of the first quarter. Got Gillen into Stokes. Looks like the Wolves going to play for the last shot. Stokes drives inside, out to Howell, back up top to Stokes. Stokes has Cox on him. Comes to the right-hand side to Stokes. Stokes stops. Boy, lost control of that basketball. Got it to Kyle Klinger. Trevor Cox with 0.8 seconds left. Not a good clock awareness by the Glacier Bears that time. And at the end of the first quarter of play, we've got the Glacier Bears with 7 and 11 for the Wrangell Wolves. So great tempo in that first half. Up and down the court, both teams playing hard. Keegan Sundberg came out with a quick 5 points for the Glacier Bears on his birthday. He came out a ball of fire on that one, joined by the 2 points from Josh Stern. Guy that's leading the charge for the Wolves is Aaron Howell. He's got 6, Bryce Gerald with 4, and Mikey Otteson with 1 from the free throw line. Stokes has 2 for the Wolves. And this Stearns and Swinton with 1 for the Glacier Bears.
Well, the Wolves are 45% from the field, 5 for 11. Glacier Bears 3 for 14 at 21%. Pretty much like we anticipated, it's going to be an up-and-down game here. Wrangell, that's their game, is to get up and down the court real quick. And then once they do get into their offense, they're good passers and they move well off the court. Glacier Bears like to get up and down the court, use some of their quickness if they can, and try to get to the hoop here. So not too much difference than what Doug and I anticipated here.